Tell me, what's the excitement like down in Tipperary this week?
Yeah, it's been a good week, Tom, but it's been a good month, I suppose, because we've been in the fortunate situation that both minor teams have been in the All-Ireland final. So that's a rarity, I suppose. It's only happened once in Tip before, but in this day and age, it's more rare, I suppose, that two teams from the one county will get there. So it's been a good week, a good month leading up to it, and you know, with so many crossovers between the two teams, some of our lads have been on high as a kite for the last month alone, you know.
Yeah, and you mentioned obviously the hurlers were in the minor final last week. Unfortunately, that didn't go as well. Go all that well for them, beaten by Galway. But tell me, in comparison, obviously, because we know Tipperary by and large, well, certainly from the outside, it looks like it's a hurling county, and traditionally that's the way it has been. How does the interest and the excitement compare to, say, that you'd find in the streets and meet with people that say last week and this week?
Yeah, it's a big thing for them, because I suppose generally speaking, the senior hurlers would be the team that are in the championship longest within reason, and this year they were knocked out at the All Ireland semi final stage, so they're pinned their hopes on the young fellas. And you know, it's been great. We're getting great support. I'm in the south of the county in Clonmelin. I suppose there was a time in Donegal, Tom, it was a bit the same. You'd have the south of the county and the north of the county, where football mightn't be have been as strong in terms of the county draw. But so being in Clonmel, it's the deal down here. I suppose football is first ahead of hurling, whereas in the other parts of the county it wouldn't be. So I'm probably in a false situation of seeing it, because there's such an interest down this end of the county.
Well, it's a great story, this Tipperary football story, because you're making great strides in the All Ireland Under 21 earlier. You know, now in the minor, won an All Ireland what minor of what 4 years ago.
Yeah, it's a good place to be, Tom. I suppose we look at it that there are three serious All-Ireland football championships in the year. There's the senior, the 21 and the minor, and we've been fortunate this year to contest two of those three, and we would hope that the senior team in the future would be heading that way. And you know, if you said that 5 years ago, you'd be laughed out of the way, and you may still be, but look, there's been progress made at underage, I suppose, for the last countless years, and there's a steady stream of talent going through, hopefully to senior level. I know that this talk of duels is a big thing, but look, eventually when they go out of 21s, Tom, you know yourself, they have to make the decisions made, because there's no more underage, and you know, players then are free to make their choice. And I can see quite a number of the lads over the last 3 or 4 years making their way to football over the next couple of years, and will make Tipperary a very strong football county.
Well, anyway, tell me about this team of yours.
Well, sure, look, a lot to be said. They're a very experienced team, Tom. Myself and my management team took up the position 3 years ago after David Power left. David had great success, as you know. He broke the mould in terms of minor, bringing the All-Ireland title to Tip in 11, and won a Munster title again in 12 with probably a better team that didn't win the All-Ireland. And that's been the bar that's set for these young fellas, and they would know them because they would have played with these other fellas. So the bar is set in Tipperary, and everybody's trying to reach that. We reached the Munster final the first year, lost to Kerry, a very good Kerry team, beaten in the All-Ireland quarter-final. Last year we were weak because most of the lads weren't to the age, and this year, I suppose when we came in first, we brought in seven boys that we targeted as being good enough at 15, and you know, the fruit is now, those seven are now on this team at 18 years of age. So we've a team up to the age mostly, which you need to have to be successful, and I think they're now the benchmark going forward. You know, we've taken out the Connacht champions, we've taken out the Leinster champions, and we come up against the Munster champions on Sunday. So, as the man says, if we do win it, it won't be won the easy way. It'll be won taking out the best teams in it. And even that is progress, because we know that we're there by design rather than by luck.
Yeah, and when you take it, you know, your own county, Donegal, has only ever appeared in one minor final last year. You know, and Tip, you were going for a second one in what, 4 or 5 years? I suppose it makes a mockery of tradition or whatever. You know?
I think, Tom, that it's in one sense, we started off with the aim a number of years ago of making sure that we're top of the pile when it came to Clare, Limerick, and Waterford. You know, that we would be trying to get out of that grouping and get in with the Cork and Kerrys of this world. And that was the first aim, and we achieved that fairly early on. So, we, you know, we would feel that we're ahead of those in terms of when we meet, and I don't think we've lost to any now in quite a long time. But we wanted to get in among Kerry and Cork. And I suppose for the last 7 years, I think we've appeared in 5 Munster finals in the last 7 years at minor level.
So that means that you've beaten either Cork or
that's right,
Kerry.
Way, yes, that we've been, look, I suppose I've been just, my downfall has been been that this is our fourth attempt at Kerry and we haven't beaten them. We've beaten Cork two of the 3 years, but this year and last year Kerry have been our downfall. So we have a little bit of revenge on the cards for Sunday, if at all possible.
How did somebody that some of our younger listeners will remember manage Finn Harps? How did he end up managing Tipperary minor footballers and getting involved in Tipperary football in general?
Jeez, I don't know, Tom. I suppose, look, like a lot of fellas, I mean, Declan Bonner was there last year. Declan, I'd be a bit like Declan. I've got the bug, I suppose, for management. And Declan would have been a fella who did both for quite a while and did it at a far better job of it than I did. But, you know, I went to school in Falkara at a time when the boarding school had just finished, and a huge influence there from Father Michael Sweeney and from Father Sean Gallagher were both there, and I wouldn't be alone in saying that, but they're two magnificent men, and they, for both sports, if you know what I mean, like, so they were the role models for me anyway that we looked up to at the time, and from a management perspective, you couldn't get two better people, because by God, they could manage, you know, could manage young lads and they could manage teams. So that's where the bug came from, and I suppose I had it from an early age. I was kind of caretaker manager Harps at 21 or 22 when I came out of college for a while, and but I still played a lot of Gaelic for.
And you managed a very successful PCC team.
Yeah, at the time, yeah. So we would have been involved in Gaelic to that extent, and then went out to St. Eunice and again the same there. But look, when we moved down to Tipperary, I took up Clonmel Town as a challenge for 5 or 6 years. We were a good junior football team, soccer team, but the bug was there with the Gaelic, and my own two young fellas got involved in commercials, Clonmel commercials here at under 12 level, and I had a team from 12 to 21. They're now just on the last 21, we're in the 2021 final in a couple of weeks' time, and that'll be that group going through. So it was kind of natural progression then, in one sense, to go from there to the county minors, because our minor footballers and commercials have won the last six county titles, so we've been very successful there. So I just fell into, after David Power, into the minor thing. So I did a year or two at development, and then went into this. So that's where I finished up, Tom. And to be quite honest, it's a great place to be. You want to be involved with young fellas, and particularly with successful young fellas who are going to make some sort of a mark down the line. You know, it's more about at that level. It's more about developing fellas for the senior team, really. And if along the way you achieve something in terms of winning all Ireland's or Munster titles or whatever, but it's really about the bigger picture and getting them through the senior level.
So can we say that Father Mick Sweeney might have an influence, should Tipperary, and Father Sean, should Tipperary maybe win on Sunday?
Absolutely, because it's a long time since I've been out of Donegal, but like you've got to think back to who got you started and who got you into it, and look, those two men left no stone unturned in terms of what they did in that period of time. And another man, God rest his soul, that would have been around at the time, with Seosa Kelly and Clonealy, who, I mean, I was living out in the middle of the sticks up there in Derrynconner, and he would have come up and driven us all around the place when we were, when Clonealy was struggling to put under 12 and under 14 teams together. And Seosa was, what was great about Seosa was that he was ahead of his time, because he, at the time, I suppose, Tom, the ban and all that wasn't long gone. You know, we're talking the early 70s.
Yeah.
And Seosa was a man ahead of his time, because he loved all sport, and he would have been as happy for you to be playing soccer as playing Gaelic, you know, and would have been, I mean, there was a Gaelic league at that stage in terms of soccer, if you remember, and all the clubs up there, all the Gaelic teams had soccer teams, you know.
Yeah.
So again, look, they're the people that you look upon, and you kind of say to yourself, if you follow in their footsteps and contribute to any young fella making it at any level or even staying in football, you know, that's what it's about, that's the enjoyment of it, you know. And I'm sure every single manager at any age level or at any level of football whatsoever, that is what they're there for. They hope that you can pass on to somebody else what was passed on to you by these great people that came through your hands, you know.
And you're not the only Donegal man involved with this team as well. A very good friend of yours, and indeed a good friend of ours here, Michael McGeehan, is also helping you out.
Oh, sure. Michael's been, and not through any effort of mine, but Michael's been heavily involved in Tipperary football for the last 2 years. I would clearly state that the progress being made at senior level, that he has contributed a lot to it, because before he came into the setup, they were moving all right, but there was certainly a lack of scoring power, maybe. But if you look at the stats, I think for the last 2 years for the county seniors, I think they're at the top of the stats nationally for certainly in the National League for what has been scored, you know. So he's got the shooting boots out in Tipperary, and they've been going great, and he's been a great driving force within it. And for me to be able to, I suppose, draw from from that and draw from the senior management team, which we do regularly in terms of video analysis and strength and conditioning and all these things. But, I mean, Michael is so hands-on down here that he came from Donegal last night, did a session for the County Minors in Semple Stadium last night, took the session himself, which was great to get a different voice involved and a different attitude, I suppose, as well. And I'll tell you, he tightened them up last night now in terms of their preparation for Sunday, because not one of them would speak out of turn. So look, as I say, it's great to have that, whether he's from Donegal or anywhere else. You know, Michael's just a talented coach and indeed a manager, and it's great to have him on board, not only last night, but he's been someone that one's been able to get information ideas off for the last while. And I tell you, there's another Donegal man down here, Tom. Jerry McGill is another principal down where I am here, from down the west of the county there. He's Ardra, down towards Kilcare there. He used to play in goal for Donegal many years ago.
Oh, Jared McGill, is it?
Yeah.
He managed Dublin Ladies.
He managed Dublin Ladies and to an All-Ireland, and he's down here and was heavily involved with the 21s for the last couple of years and is now going to be involved heavily with the Tipperary Ladies. So there's a few Donegal men coming out of the woodwork down here, Tom, for whatever reason.
Anyway, back to Sunday. As you mentioned, you have yet to beat Kerry. They played you earlier this year in the Munster final. I think there was a 5 or 6 point margin in it. Can you make that up this Sunday?
Well, it's like this, Tom. We couldn't perform any worse than we performed in the Munster final, either as a management team or as a football team. As a management team, we got it completely wrong, and I've been open in saying that I got it wrong. I tried to complicate the situation too much, because we had 17 fellas out of the 30 were involved in their leaving cert, and for the 3 weeks prior to the Munster final, they were doing it, and we only trained in pockets, I suppose, in groups, and more about physical training. And then the plan I put together was just too complicated for to try and deal with Kerry. The matchups we got wrong, and the players themselves on the day, you know, didn't perform, and they know that. We had lots of disadvantages. There was that, and then there was a crazy 12 o'clock throw-in time in Killarney for a minor provincial final. Is ridiculous, like, so we had to stay overnight in Tralee and travel into Killarney, and a lot of that went wrong, and we were in their backyard, and they were All-Ireland, as they are All-Ireland champions already, so we just didn't perform, Tom, at all, and saying that, you know, we were beaten by a far better team on the day. Now, we have clearly progressed since then. The big question is, have Kerry progressed much more since then? And look, the advantage they have is that they have a manager there, unlike me now, who's only getting used to the setup. I mean, Jack O'Connor's a legend of a manager, and he certainly won't leave any stone unturned for Sunday.